We're on Gimel Amid Beis, the top. Okay, Gemara wrote down before the machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel whether the mitzvah of tuma of a kohen to his krovin is a mitzvah or a shus. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Shmuel holds it's a rishus, and Rabbi Akiva holds a mitzvah. And if it would be a rishus, we already know Rabbi Akiva said from the she'iro korove love, right? We that you can be matami to krovim. The fact that it says lo yitama is a mitzvah. Rabbi Shmuel says no. We learn from lo yitama that he's not matami le'evoreha, only to her body when she's dead. Okay. Rabbi Akiva, what does Rabbi Akiva do with what's it called? Matami leivoreha. Im kein lichtov rachmona lo velishtok. Yitama lomali. Why does he say lo yitma? He didn't have to say it, just say lo. Didn't have to say the word yitma. So that's something to tell me it's a mitzvah. Shmami no, it's a mitzvah. Let's see the Rashi. Im kein. The lav chova osa ela lahach drosha. It only came to tell me that you're matame only to a body after it's dead, but not to evorim before, right? Lichtov rachmona lo velishtok. Demashmila nefesh lo yitama ba'amav kiim l'sheiro lachosu habesula lo. That also you wouldn't have to say lo yitama. Klomar legufa shalem velo le'evoreho. And then I would know that you're matame only for a complete guf and not for evorim, not lifnei misa, not lachar misa. But now that it says yitama, it tells me it's a mitzvah that you should be matame chova. The Rabbi Shmuel, I the cause of law, cause of nami yitma. It's extra. But since it had a right law, so sometimes the Torah repeats things that are not necessary in order to repeat things that are necessary. L'chadetana de Rabbi Shmuel, like the Tana de Rabbi Shmuel says, the Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, kol parasha shenem rav nishneis, lo nishneis ela b'shil dover shenes chadesh ba. In a chanami, sometimes the repetition is not necessary, but it's there for things that are necessary. Now we're going back to the other case where they argue, right? Where it says, what's it called? You should work with the Eved Kanani. So it's a Rishus. You can continue working with him forever. Mashen can an Eved Ivri. You can't. Only 6 years. Or till Yovel. Rabbi Akiva Omer Chova. It's a Chova. You have to. You can't let your Eved go free. An Eved Kanani. If you let your Eved Kanani go free, you're over an essay. My time with Rabbi Shmuel, I did achieve lo sechaya kol neshama, itzrich nomi lemichtav lo olam bohem tavodu lemishrei. Right? Echad mikol ha'uma shebo ala knanis, v'holed mimenu ben, sha'ata reshaya leknosa. Rabbi Shmuel holds that if it wouldn't say that you can work with an Eved Kanani, I would think there's also bechlal to have an Eved Kanani. Because the Torah says lo sechaya kol neshama, you're not allowed to let alive any of the shivas va'amim. I might think that if you have a man from some other nation who has a child from a woman from the seven nations, that you have to kill them also. You can't keep them alive either. So the Torah comes along and says, no, la olam bohem tavodu, that you're allowed to have an Eved Kanani from a man from a different nation that had a child from a woman from Canaan. You go after the father, not after the mother. And that's why you need the pasuk to tell me it's okay. But not that it's a mitzvah, you're allowed to work with them. D'tanya, minayin le'echod min ha'umo shebo'al ha'knanis, right? A man from one of the other nations who had a child from a knanis, v'holid mimenu ben, sha'ato reshai l'knoso be'evet, that you're allowed to leave him alive and to buy him as a slave. Talmud lomar v'im gam b'bnei ha'toshavim ha'gorim imochem mehem tiknu. Even from the Toshavim who happen to live by you. In other words, they're not indigenous to Eretz Yisrael. They came from somewhere else and had children from women who lived in Canaan. Mehem tiknu, you're allowed to buy slaves from them. Yochol afaknani shebo al achas min ha'umos v'holi men aben, shato reshai leknoso be'evet. I might think the opposite case also, where you have a Canaani who had a child from a woman from a different nation. Right, so the father was a Kanani. I might think also that that child also you could have as a slave, and you don't have to kill. Talmud lomar asher holidu bi'artzechem min hanoladim bi'artzechem. Those that are born in your land, but the father didn't come from the land. And not from those who actually live in the land and have children from somebody who else who came from somewhere else. So therefore, since Rabbi Akiva, what does Rabbi Akiva do? Rabbi Akiva learns a mitzvah not to work with your slave, not to let him free. So l'chora, you need the pasuk to tell me it's a rishus, not that it's a mitzvah. Rabbi Akiva, mimehem tiknu nafka, right? I learned that from the other pasuk. Mehem tiknu eved v'am, from those you're allowed to buy. So that's the rishus. The chovas on this pasuk, lolam bohem tavodu, lolam ben tavodu lamali l'chova. Rabbi Shmuel, bohem v'lo ba'achichem. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, that pasuk that says mehem tiknu eved lolam bohem tavodu is that you can only work forever with an eved kanani, not with an eved ivri. So there we come to infer the opposite. Do an eved ivri not? Rabbi Akiva ba'achichem misefa dekro nafko v'achichem bnei Yisrael ish bi'ochel lo sir de b'forech. I don't need to tell me not an ivri. It says meferish in the pasuk, not an ivri. So I don't need two psukim to tell me not an ivri. And therefore, I would learn all the limudim of rishus from other psukim, and this pasuk comes to tell me that it's a mitzvah not to let them go. See Rashi. Lo sechaya kol neshama b'shivas umos ksi by the seven nations of Canaan. Hachiti v'hagirgoshi v'emori v'aknani v'aprizi v'achiva v'ayivusi. L'mishri echad min ha'umos, mishar shivim umos, from the other 70 nations. That if a man had a child from a Canaanis, the child is mutter to leave alive and to be made a slave. Shabbat Canaanis, shall call Zayin umos nikra shem Canaan. Canaanis, even though it's one of the seven, but Canaan is also a general name for all of the seven. The holy ben, the holy chacher ahav, you go after the father. Umutter lehachiyo, so the chole eleven, you're allowed to keep him alive and make him an eved. The tanya, the lohachi osikra, the eved garcina and the beis, the eved. The gam mibnei hatoshavim, leel mineksiv, me eis hagoyim asher svivosechem, mehem tiknu eved va'oma. Asher svivos artzechem, velomibnei artzechem, not the people who are indigenous to your land, but the people who came from other places and had children from women who lived in Canaan. Called Toshav, Hainu Shabami Mokamacher. A Toshav is a resident who came from somewhere else and settled in this place. Vinisyashiv Khan. They call Markra Shemutr Liknos Mibnehem Ashiyu Lohem Ibnos Artzucha. Somebody who is a resident who came from somewhere else and had children from a woman in Canaan, you're allowed to keep alive. Min hanoladim ba'artzechem, bonim hanoladim bi'artzechem, v'heim b'nei ha'toshavim, dehainu acherim shenosu bi'artzechem, noshim atorashay l'knos. Someone who came from somewhere else, had children here, you're allowed to, those children are mutter to keep alive and make an heaven. V'lo min ha'gerim bi'artzechem, and not those that are indigenous to Eretz Yisrael, who had children from people from outside Eretz Yisrael, that not. V'lo min ha'bonim hanoladim l'vnei artzechem b'mokom acher. Nibno sharumos, the avium livnehem lagur sham. Right, they took them to live somewhere else, but they were indigenous to Canaan. Velo bachichem avodas eved. You can't work avodas eved, which is avodas perech, with your eved ivri. Hochi garsinan the Rabbi Yishmael aydichsiv uvachichem ksivnami bohem kinetanya. Right. It's even though it didn't need to say it, it said it. I don't think we got here yet. So Rabbi Shmuel, I did see back in the Gemara, uvachechem, ksiv nami bohem, right, in Echanami. It says already, beferish in the pasuk, that you can't work an eved ivri like an eved kanani. Right? You can't do avodas eved with him. So why does it have to say again bohem, right? Because what's it called? Once it said this, it repeated this to L'chadetanya Devei Rabbi Shmuel, like L'chadetanya Rabbi Shmuel has, over and over again this thing. The Tanya Devei Rabbi Shmuel, Koparashish Nemra V'nishnei, Sol Nishnei Shalom Bishvil Dovrish Nishchadish Ba. And Echanami, sometimes the Torah says things that aren't necessary to say, they're repetitive, because it wanted to say it again to tell you something that was new, so it mentioned the old thing too. Okay. Omer of Chizda, Znusa Bebesa, Kikariu Lashum Shema. If there's znus in the house, so it's like a worm that eats up the shumshimim, the sesame seeds. It destroys the house. Okay? We're not now talking whether it's osur or not. Znus is osur. But it also has a very detrimental effect. It destroys the house. Where there's anger in the house, somebody is too militant, it also destroys the house. That's only where it's a woman. The woman is too militant, or the woman is mizana. But by the husband, it doesn't destroy the house. His husband's also to be mizana, and he can't be too militant either. But it doesn't destroy the house like it does if the woman is like that. Okay. Before Klaiso were chote by the ego, the shchina was by every individual. Shenemar ki Hashem Elokecha misalich bekerav machanecha. Kiven shechotu nistal ku shchina mehem. Once the shchina went away, so it didn't only go away from the klal, it went away from each prat too. People didn't have an individual relationship with the shchina after the chet. Shenemar lo yira b'cha erves dover v'shov miacharecha. That once there was the chet, so the Rabban Shon is misalich shchina. Rashi, Karya, Tolas, Shel, Shumshamim, Ha'ochlosim. This is a certain worm that exists in sesame seeds and devours them up. Kachas Nus, Machrevis, Esabais, destroys the house. Tukfa, Kas, there's too much anger in the house. Idi, the Idi, Tukfa, Viznusa, Damrinon, the Machrevis, Esabais, when is it so bad that it destroys the house if it's by the woman? Right, then, if a woman's too, an angry woman, and the woman who's immoral destroys the house. But a man who's immoral destroys himself. But he gets an onish for it. And if he's as bekas, he'll get an onish for being bekas, but it doesn't destroy the house. The itza, kisha isha mezana o kasonis. The isha isha misasekes, diznuneho. The eina osa malachta, velomishameris beso, umafkeris es albalo leminathim. Because by the woman, aside from the isser of znus, there's also a side detriment that she doesn't do what she's supposed to do in the house. She's too busy being mizana. She gives all of her husband's possessions to her lovers, and therefore she destroys the house. But a man doesn't happen like that. Okay. Kolim shechotu Yisrael bi'arayis, im kolecho de'echo be'veso. Nistalka mehem milavo le'veisom. De'eno yochol liros ba'averos she'beveso. The Rosh Hashanah can't stand to see the averos that are going on in the house, and his shechina goes away. Okay, let's go on. Omrav Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Omrav Yonason. Kol ha'osem mitzvah achas b'olam hazeh, mekadmoso v'holeches l'fonav l'olam haba. A person does a mitzvah in this world, the mitzvah is a metzias. It's a reality. And it remains and goes with him to Olam Haba. It says whatever does a mitzvah creates a malach, and that malach goes with that person to Olam Haba. Shenamra v'holach lefonecho tzidkecho. The chol ha'over aveira achas b'olam hazeh. A person does an aveira malach afoso. It wraps around him. V'holeches lefon of liyom adin. It accompanies him to the yom adin, and it testifies against him. Shenamar yilafso orchos darkon yalu b'tohu v'yovedu. Rabbi Lezer omer, Kishura bo kekelev. The Aveira becomes tied to him and follows him like a dog follows his master. Shenamra veloshome le lishkovetzla lios ima by Yosef. Said he didn't listen to her over the Aveira, right? Lishkovetzla lios ima. Lishkovetzla bolamazeh. The lios ima lamabo. If he would have done it, it would remain with him to Olam Haba too. Rashi, melafoso. Korchoso, it wraps around him. Okay. Tznan hosom. Shehoye bedin, uma edus harishona, she'eno sarta isu olam. The edus rishona is on the kinui, which from the kinui and the stira doesn't come in isur olam, right? Because she can go through the process of sota and become mutter. Eino miskayem is mepochos mishnayim, and there we learned, right, you need shnayim, either for the kinui or the stira or for both. Right, but you need two, at least for kinui, according to everybody. Eidos, or according to at least two-thirds of the poskim. Eidos or Achrona, right? Eidos that somebody's neid that she was Mazana, Mamish, right? Sha'osarta Yisraelam. There's no process anymore. There she's also forever. If there's Eidos that says that she was Mazana, Eino Dinshlo Tiskayim Pachas Mishnaim, surely what's it called? It's more Chomor, so you have to be more Machmer, right? Be more careful. So surely you should need two Eidim. So how come one Eid is believed to say that she was Mazana, she doesn't drink, and she's also to her husband forever? Talmud Lomar, the Eid ain't but, right? I would think differently, therefore the Torah has to come along and say, there's no two Eidim, but one Eid there is. Kol she yeshba. As long as there's one Eid, she's also forever. Even though I would think differently if I didn't have this pasuk. The Kalvachomer, the Eidus Harishonim. Now we can learn backwards the other way. Now that we know that one Eid can asher her forever, right? L'chora ma Eidus Harachrona shosarta Yisraelam miskayemes be'ed echad. Eidus Harishonim she'eno sarta Yisraelam eno dinshin skayem be'ed echad. Now I would say the opposite. That if one Eid can asher forever, one Eid can also make kinu in stira. Right. Talmud Lomar, ki motzaba erves dover. No. We have a pasuk that says, ki motzaba erves dover. Right. And that's what he said is going back on the kinui and stira. Ulahalan hu omer apishnei edim o apishlosha edim yakum dover. Ma dover ha omer lahalan apishnaim edim afkan apishnaim. So we have a pasuk that tells me against the svara. Pasuk tells me against the svara that one aid is believed to aser her if he's made that she's mazana. And you need two Eidim for the Kinui and Stira. Mar says, Hai michi motza bo erves dover nafka. Right? Why do you need, what's it called? Mi bo nafka. Right? We don't learn this from erves dover. We learn it from bo. Right? Bo velo bikinui, bo velo bistira. We had before. Right? The Eid ain bo that says that there's no two Eidim that says she was Mazana. But one Eid, yes. Since it says ba, it says, but by kinui and stira, you need two. Not one. Okay? So that we learned that two. Not from Ervas Dover, not from the Zereshova. The Lord says, hachinami, ka'omer, tamad lomer, ba. Ba velo kinui, ba velo stira, hachinami. The place we know that you need two aid in by kinui and stira is from the miut of ba. Aid ain't ba. There's only not an aid echad by the tumah. But by the kinui and stira, you need two. So what do you need, erves dover? The tumah be alma below kinui below stira delo mehem and eid echad minolan. But the pasuk of dover, erves dover, is going where there's no kinui and stira. And stam witnesses come and say this woman was mazana without any kinui and stira. How do I know over there that you need two eidim? Kamash malon nemer kan ki motzah bo erves dover. The nemer lahalan api shnai eidim or pi shlosha eidim yokum dover. Not dover ha'omer lahalan eidim shnayim afkan eidim shnayim. So that's why I know three things. I know that you need even one eid can asher her after kinui and stira from the pasuk the eid ein ba. I know that for kinui and stira you need two eidim. And I know that if what's it called, one aid comes without kinui and stira and says a woman is mazana, we don't believe him. There we learn from Ervas Dover that you need two aidim to asher a woman on her husband without kinui and stira. But where there was kinui and stira beforehand, and then the aid comes along and says she was mazana, then it's raglayim ledover, and then we believe the aid echad. Okay, Tanu Rabbanan, let's just finish the Omid. Ezu hi edus harishona. What's the edus rishona? Zu edus stira. That's the edus of that she was alone with somebody, and that you need what's it called two edim. Like the Mandiyomer in the Mishnah says, you don't need two edim for kinui, but you need two edim for stira. Edus achrona. What's edus achrona? Zu edus tuma. That's if somebody comes along and says, I know what was going on in the room. She was mazana, not just that she was biyichud. He was standing outside the room, but he's in the room. Then, what's it called? That's Eidus Achrona. That's enough one aid after the Kinui and Stira, where you had two aidim that were made, that she was alone. One aid alone, then alone comes along and says, I know that she was Mazana, we believe him. That's Rashi. Shehoya Bedin. Oh no, Tanan Hossam. The Perek Mishikine. Amai Diktani. Omar Eidechad, Re'isiyah Shenitmeis. lohaisa shota. If one aide came along and said, I saw that she was mezana, so she doesn't go through the process, she's also to her husband. And there's no way of getting mutter again. Shahaya bedin, shalola amino, ilav dechsiv krov. Wouldn't be for the pasuk, I would say you don't believe in aid echad, we're the kalvachomer. Harishona stira, the first aid that you need two aidim to say that she was alone, right, with this guy, to make her go through the process, right? Eino sarta isra olam. Why? She'im tishte v'timse tahora muteris labayla ulatruma. If she goes through the process, right, and she survives, she'll be mutter to her husband. So that edus doesn't answer her forever, and you need two. Kol shekein an edus that does answer her forever, you should need two. Ein miskayemis v'pachas v'shtayim kidva'inan l'migmar dover dover mimamam ho'achrona tuma shehi achar hastira. Somebody comes and says that she was, when she was alone, she was mezana. Surely we shouldn't believe one aid. It's asked her forever. She need two aidim. Call she yeshba, call aidus. She yeshba neman. Midarshinan la'el. The aid ainba trey. Aid means there's no pair of aidim. There's no aidus. Elechad. But there is one. The ka'a marasura, and still says she's also. So we see, Pasuk says, but there is one aid is believed to tell me she was mezana after kinu yistira. The atumakoi, the hamine solik, the hin nitma, the aid ainba. It's going on the tuma, not on the stira. Kal v'chomer, shetiskayim the aid echad. Surely that it should be enough, an aid echad for kinu yistira. If we know already that for the tuma, an aid echad is enough. Talmud lomer, be'isha mikukeles, by a woman who is mezana, ki motza ba ervas dover, and that we learn dover dover mimamon, that you need two aidim to answer her. Uparchina and lomeli lemichtav lemilfam gzereshava. Why do you need gzereshava to tell me you need two aidim to answer her? We know to answer her, even one aid is enough, right? From ba velo bekinui, and we know that two aidim are needed for kinu and stira from the word ba, right? Aid ain ba in the tuma. But in the kinu and stira, there have to be two aidim. Samara says, "Mi boyele de kivan dechsib ba, right? Mi utahu velo gamrin and shar idios de isha mina the kamula milsayu bechol edios shabatora, right? Like any aidis, you need two to answer her on her husband. Hachinami, comma, right? The gzereshava the milsayu sinok and hachinami. The gzereshava you don't need to tell me you need what's it called." Two aidim to ask for a woman on her husband. That you need two aidim by kinui and stira. That I know from ba. Umasnis and chsuri mechsura. V'hochi tani lei. This is what it should say. Talmud lomar ba v'lo bekinu v'stira. Ugzereshav ala tumas isha di alma shalo kinu la baila. Right. Uva aid echad v'omra aniri isia shenitma delo mehemen. Where there's no raglaim ledover, there wasn't a previous kinui and stira, then an aid echad is not believed to say she was mezana. But if he came after kinui and stira and he says she's mezana, then his raglaim ledov would believe in eid echad. But slam and eid echad shows up one day and says, "I saw this woman being mezana." We don't believe him. We then need two aidim to ask her. The hachahu de mehem and mishum de raglaim ledov. The case of an eid echad after kinui and stira, it's because raglaim ledov we believe him. But where there's no raglaim ledov, then you need two aidim to ask her a woman on her husband.